Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here we go. One step closer for a relieved and excited Chiefs kingdom as the Final Four is set for the NFL. Chiefs, Pats, Saints, Rams. Let's get after it. Shane Dennison, along with yours truly, Jacob Albrock in from Eyewitness Sports, a trio coming your way today, 869-1240. You can join the show. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of Chiefs flow early on, guys, and we should. It was a dominating performance, a fun one to watch, and what was even better for Chiefs fans, I thought, Shane, in particular, was the fact that it was a low-stress day. They got to enjoy it in all of its magnitude, but didn't have to stress over it. Boy, that's the best of both worlds.
The only glitch was that blocked punt that the Colts fell on in the end zone, and maybe for an instant, maybe for a little bit, Chiefs fans started to wonder if the other shoe was going to drop. But Jacob, even with that, getting them to within, 17-7, the Colts offense didn't do a thing.
No, that was the statement, is when after that, nothing changed defensively for the Chiefs. You wondered what the Colts were going to do, because as they got down big, and if a team just starts throwing a lot, that almost works to the Chiefs' advantage because then you can let the pass rushers go. And they did. They started to run it, or they started to try and throw it, and it just sort of snowballed from there. And look who's in, you know, across the NFL, the ones and two seeds, the teams with byes. Game's never been more schemed. Give Andy Reid a bye week and a chance to script the first however many plays, right? When was the Chief offense at its best? To open the game, then they slowed down. That stuff matters. And it matters that they finished the season with a win and did everything they do to get the one seed. And quite frankly, I think it matters again this week as they're at home again.
Well, guys, but here's what matters most to me is what we thought we'd get from the Chiefs, we got in their offense. They ran the ball, obviously, better than maybe we even thought they could. Patrick Mahomes was Patrick Mahomes. I thought the difference in this game was defensively, this looked like a playoff team. They did things defensively, and granted, they're a better team at home than they are on the road defensively, but this was a pretty good defensive effort against a very capable quarterback, a hot offense, and a team that had been winning a lot of games.
Well, and for them absolutely not to do a thing until third quarter?
Yep.
I mean, I don't know what it says.
They didn't get a first down until, what was it, late? Like that last drive when they had
Well, they didn't convert a third down the whole game,
the whole game,
right?
Yeah, over, yeah.
The whole game.
So, and you can't malign this defense without giving them some credit when they deserve it. And if you projected that Andrew Luck would finish with, and a lot of those 203 yards were cosmetic.
Sure.
He got stuffed. Marlon Mack was never a part of the game, really, because of the game flow. You got to give Kansas City's defense credit. As Bruce said, they're much better at home than they are on the road scoring-wise. They give up about half as many points. But that was a butt-kicking from start to finish. And, you know, Jacob hit on it. If you give Andy Reid, and, of course, the Patriots stuck it to the Chargers, you give Bill Belichick a week off and a home game, it gets, or should be, pretty predictable. And the Chiefs fans finally got to enjoy having Patrick Mahomes as their quarterback as opposed to being tormented by the way it's been for the past 25 years or whatever.
His playmaking ability is so dangerous for every other team right now this time of year as you suspect games will get closer. I think we overlook all the time this year how impressive it's been that he's taking care of the ball as a young quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's just not giving anybody any chances, and he makes those plays that make you want to pull your hair out, much like all the quarterbacks that are left. But it's amazing to me the way that they played the game. I thought the Chiefs would win, but I didn't see that sort of game script playing out. I don't think anybody did. But as we look at it now, and you almost want to laugh to look back at that last game against the Raiders, but we've got two performances in a row right now from the Chiefs defense that are very impressive. So as you look at it that way, maybe there is something clicking that hasn't been there. I think we all kind of just rolled our eyes a little bit at the Raiders game, but now we're at two in a row. Maybe something has clicked. Maybe there was, you know, something that they're doing strategically different that's working. And that's what's very curious to me moving forward with mm-hmm. them is, do we have a defense that's middle of the pack now even? Because if we'd had that all year, you know, the Chiefs may not have lost a game. I don't know what to expect. And I know everybody's high on the Chiefs right now, and the Patriots seem perturbed right. for some reason. But I don't know how you can't like the Chiefs going forward based on what we saw on Sunday. As much as what we saw the entire season, based on what we saw, well, Saturday, I should say, I don't know how, and they are favored, I believe, slightly, 3 points. Of the four teams left, they're the favorite to win it.
They've got the home field favorite, basically. That Vegas is home field favorite. All right, guys, what does it mean? And is there a fundamental shift, or does it just happen to be the year that we picked that the four highest scoring teams in the NFL constitute the final four of the NFL?
Get used to it.
Yeah. Football's better for it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
What would we rather see? The Ravens in there? Who's really? I mean, the Colts
Bears.
Had a good defense. The
Bears
Cowboys had a good
defense.
Yeah, but those defenses, you know, they didn't hold up because I think in a lot of cases, I not necessarily with the Bears, but you had the Cowboys go up against a team that had an extra week to prepare, and there was talk about the things that they did and the things that they saw on tape that really killed the. I mean, home field right now is everything. It feels like it's been forever, and it has been forever. What's it been, 9 years, I think, since we haven't had a one or a two seed in? Something mm-hmm. like that. It's been even longer, and I heard the stat somewhere at some point last week, since a team has made it to the Super Bowl without playing at least one game at home in the playoffs. It was the Packers mm-hmm. in 10. That was 9 years, yeah. So since the Packers in 10, have we seen a team not play a game at home and make the Super Bowl. It means everything anymore. You know, there was a brief time in the NFL where maybe it didn't, but that time's gone. These everything is too schemed out now.
869-1240 if you want to talk about it. Doug is first in, wants to talk Chiefs. How you doing, Doug?
How you doing, guys?
We're doing well.
Oh, good. Hey, a couple things. So that, you know, one thing I got to say, 3 weeks ago, whoever did it, Reed or Sutton, Ben Scandrick, and put Ward out there should be given some kind of accommodation. That I'm telling you, this kid has had one defensive holding call in 3 weeks versus what? Scandrick had 11 this year, and he has made play after play after play. He made three big plays in that game, and hats off to him. Another thing is that, you know what? I've been the first football game I remember watching. I'm an older guy, so bear with me, guys, okay?
Right.
So, I watched the Chiefs Super Bowl in 1969, and that was really my first football game I really can remember watching. I've been wanting the Chiefs to win, to get back to the Super Bowl since then, 50 years ago. I was 9. Okay, that tells you how old I am. This team, sorry, Brady, there's a new marshal in town.
Uh-oh.
And they are the Kansas City
okay.
Chiefs. We're
going
to win the Super Bowl this year, guys. We're going.
Good for you.
I love it.
We need to okay.
But be careful.
I don't know if I'm ready to open that can up. Maybe later in the week. I would rather at this particular point just kind of relish in the accomplishment of what the Chiefs have done, the manner in which they've done it, because I think that does give you confidence for the next step. But I don't think, guys, I'm ready to start throwing shade on Tom Brady.
Well, he's not giving us any reason personally to do it. Patrick Mahomes has more confidence than anybody in Patrick Mahomes. That's the good news. But yeah, we got to be careful on the Brady stuff because Brady's was fantastic this year.
And he was fantastic yesterday, too.
Yeah, he's old. Yep. Who cares? He's not Philip Rivers-ing right now. He's not Eli Manning right now. Like, he is just as good now as he was 7 years ago. It's unbelievable. And remember what they've dealt with their offense and the injuries that they've sustained. Now, they're going to run it a ton against the Chiefs, but, well, Brady, you know, you'd still put him in any spot versus anybody. I love the Charvarius Ward comment. And what's interesting about it is, correct me if I'm wrong, but that first real big game he got in against the Chargers, he got torched. Gave up a bunch of big plays.
Wasn't Kendall Fuller playing hurt in that game, too? That didn't help.
But they stuck with him, and he has turned into a pretty good player. And I think there is some correlation to his play. That was such a hole in the defense, and he's starting to figure it out a little bit, and at least gives them something there. I mean, he's 22 years old. You want to give him time, but he looks like he might be a decent player, which they've needed decent players back there all year. They hadn't had it.
Well, I'll tell you what the Chiefs better not do against the Patriots, and that's play like the Chargers did, put seven defensive backs out there and let Brady pick you apart and dump it down to James White 15 times. It will be a long, long day. They didn't do that against Andrew Luck. They were the aggressor. They came after him. They pressed those wide receivers. So why wouldn't you do that again?
They stopped Marlon Mack early. That was the whole key to the game. If Marlon Mack gets it going and they're picking up first downs, it's a totally different game. But when they came out and punched him in the mouth and all of a sudden you've got the Colts needing to punt a couple of times, that totally changes everything about a game. That's exactly what you want to do against the Patriots. You never know what the Patriots are going to do. I mean, the Patriots ran it all over the Chargers last week, and the Chiefs, you know, so we'll see him come out this week and throw it 50 times. Right. Like, you just don't know with them, so it's hard to guess. But it'll be a long day if they can't do it again, because the Patriots now have three guys in the backfield that they're going to throw at you. And with all the injuries, you have to think that's where they'll lean, but who knows with them. But if you're maybe it is another game where the Chiefs just get into a situation where they got to score more points. I don't know. I the Colts defense certainly scares me more than the Patriots did.
And they were hotter. Mm. Chris is up next. Hi, Chris.
Morning, guys. Yeah, I agree with the you start to throw dirt on Brady and you're asking for trouble. Look, I think the Chiefs should be favored. I think they're the better team going in, but after seeing what I saw yesterday in that Charger game, I'll tell you what, Chiefs fans better just, be worried, no, but let me just say, be concerned, because they're better, part of their brain better be prepared for it not going well. I'm just, like I said, I sound like I'm, that the, I think the Patriots are going to go in there and win. I don't think so, but would it surprise me at all? No, it would not.
Well, and
Chris, this is the Final Four of the NFL. This is the AFC and the NFC championship games. Every single team, I think, and fan base can say what you just got done saying. Who isn't dangerous in this situation? Now, the Saints aren't scoring like they have, but we've got a rematch there with the Saints and the Rams of a game that was classic earlier in the season that the Saints won at home. We've got a rematch of the Patriots and the Chiefs, which was a classic game up in Foxborough that the Patriots won because they had the ball last. Everybody's capable in this situation. Anybody can win. I don't think that, everyone's going to line up and pick this game based on feel, but there's nothing to really separate out these four football teams and the two matchups that we have. I don't think, guys, are there?
Well, the fact that the Chiefs forced the Colts into four 3-and-outs in a row, I don't expect that to happen, but Bob Sutton needs to take a bow. For all the arrows that he's taken all year long, for him to put together what he did against the Colts, kudos. And look, it's a what have you done for me lately kind of league. So you give up 13 to the Colts and then the Patriots come to town. Like we've said, you don't want to necessarily poke the bear here, but it's like, hey, pressure should be on them. They're 3-5 away from Foxborough.
Oh, for sure the pressure should be on them. Tom Brady, we'll hear about it all week. Eight straight AFC championships, I think. Wingo and Mike were talking about it before us, that he's made it like 14 out of 17 years he's played in the NFL, he's been to the AFC Championship game. But in that streak of the last eight, he's lost two of those games in the AFC Championship, and they were both the only two games he played on the road in the AFC Championship. There's a difference in Tom Brady AFC Championship in Foxborough, and that's not exclusive to him, but it's hard to go on the road in the playoffs and win games, and that's not, I mean, even the great Brady, the GOAT, isn't, you know, immune to that trap. So if you're the Chiefs, you ought to have all the confidence in the world. Before we saw the Patriots dominate the Chargers that way, you really would have had all the confidence in the world because of the injuries the Patriots have had. And, you know, they sort of remind us who they are a little bit. But the Chiefs ought to, you know, they ought to go out and win this game. That's the bottom line in all of it. This is a game they should win on Sunday.
Tom Brady, 3-4 all time on the playoff road. He has 28 wins in the postseason. But there is a very short list of guys that are 500 or better on the road in the playoffs. John Elway, Roger Staubach, Joe Flacco, and by the way, Flacco's 7-5. Most ever road wins of any quarterback in playoff history. Big Ben is 5-3. Eli Manning, 5-2. Aaron Rodgers, 5-5. As great as many of those guys are, it just underscores, Jacob, kind of what you were talking about. Playing at home can be all the difference. You're talking about some of the greatest names ever, and they're busting their asses to get to 500 on the road in the playoffs.
It is supposed to be even colder than it was yesterday. The long-range forecast for Kansas City calls for some snow. None on Sunday, although that's quite a ways away, but a daytime high of 14 degrees, and they're going to play that game at 5:40 in the afternoon/evening. I don't know that necessarily that means anything special for one team or another. Tom Brady plays at Foxborough, Massachusetts, for crying out loud. He's used to freezing cold weather. And the Chiefs look like the warmer team against the Colts as they beat them 31-13. All right, Earl, floor's yours. How's it feel?
Well, it feels very good. And Bruce, your empathy towards us Chiefs fans with your Boston Red Sox analogy was
totally
very comforting.
Dude.
So, you know, this victory made me think of your favorite artist, and it kind of goes like this.
Oh, God.
I'm a fan in Wichita, Jack. Went for a playoff ride, and I don't look back. Like Patrick Mahomes' hair, don't know where it's flowing. Beat Tom Brady down and we are going. Everybody wants a Super Bowl. Lay New England down and we'll make that goal. Everybody wants a Super Bowl. Sorry, Bruce.
No, that's okay. Give the guy a bandana and a guitar and we're off and running. Nice stuff, man. Good stuff, Earl.
It is so good. It is so, the air smells sweeter, mm-hmm. My food tastes better. The world is a much nicer place now.
Mm-hmm. Chiefs-Patriots coming up next weekend in Kansas City for a berth to the Super Bowl is on the line. This will be the largest age gap between starting quarterbacks in conference championship history, both. Brady and Mahomes, the difference is over 18 years. Breeze and Goff, there's a difference of nearly 16 years between those two guys. So
cool.
That is cool.
They were already shredding high school football fields when those guys were born.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, and Kansas City's hosting its first ever AFC Championship game, I think.
I believe that's accurate. And they've never hoisted the trophy named after Lamar Hunt.
Lamar Hunt trophy will be given out.
Yep.
So as of right now, season ticket holders and taxpayers of Jackson County, Missouri, will have an opportunity to get those tickets. They'll go on sale to the public, at noon today? Is that right,
Jacob? I think it's noon.
Chiefs.com, if you want to try to get a ticket to the AFC Championship game. By the way, delivery of those tickets will be mobile only. So that's an interesting twist. And parking is $60, cash only, if you go up to the booth. $60.
I don't think it matters.
You could put any number on that, and it'd probably be all right. We were joking before we came on about, you know, give me a dome this time of year. Would you go? Would you pay up and go sit in the elements there? I mean, God, Bruce, it'd be hard to drink a beer in 10-degree weather.
No, we can always figure that one out, Jacob.
I know.
That's what Jacob said.
I mean, look, this is to Earl's point and in his ode to the boss. This is lifetime stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Chiefs fan, you never know when this, you know, you think it's going to come around a lot more often because you've got 15. And I totally understand that. But man, we're talking about 1970 since we last walked in these shoes. All right, 1994 up in Buffalo in the snow. That's the closest. These things aren't guaranteed to you. They don't come around too often. Boy, when you get the opportunity, you soak it up for every single moment that you possibly can. I just think it's going to be an incredible, incredible weekend. Who's more likely to build a dynasty? The Chiefs, Colts, the Browns, fill in the blank, another that we're not thinking of, and the rest of the NFC as the Saints and the Rams set up. Jacob Albrock in from Eyewitness Sports, Shane and yours truly as we roll on this Monday edition. Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.